Just wanted to say one other quick thing. I think we recognize there are times when some of us may have parents who may not make these meetings a priority. We've seen that. And I want to just encourage us to be the example. There are many individuals in Scripture who the parents were not the best example. And the encouragement to us might be that we may be those who the Lord would use to encourage our parents. When the Tuesday night comes around and it's 6 o'clock and meetings start at 7, and the parents say, it's time for us to go do X, let's be those that say, tonight's the meeting, let's try to make it. You know, the Lord could use us to encourage our parents. Usually it should be the other way around, and that's normal circumstances. But we're living in abnormal circumstances. We're living in times when the children might need to be the ones to encourage the parents. And I've seen personally examples of that, where a boy that's 8 or 9 years old might be the one that encourages the parent to come out to the prayer meeting. So let's be those. Even though sometimes our parents might not make it the priority, let us make it the priority. And let us be the ones to encourage it. The Lord is going to honor that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Because in a group this size, we realize that everyone here does not come from ideal circumstances. We understand that. How important then it is that I have and that you have, if in these circumstances, I'm going to use the spiritual fortitude to know where the Lord is directing me. It may be that I won't get. It may be that they may come. It may be that they may not come. I hope they come, but if they don't, that I'm willing to live with that, because whether they come or not, this is where I know that I should be. This was what we touched on a little bit with in the book of Daniel there when we had that reference. I don't read anything there in reference to what others were doing. I read there the reference as to what he knew that he should do under these circumstances, and it was not altered by what anybody else would do. How important the principle is. I think that we see the same thing set forth in Paul's words to Timothy in the second epistle. But continue thou. In the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. All these things were going to happen. But Timothy, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured, knowing of whom thou hast received them. And that from a
child.
From a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. When it comes down to the end, I find that as a Christian, I don't have any crutches in this world to lean upon. I am called to be committed to the one that has died for me. And it means often that I will stand alone. Anyone that has served in the armed forces knows what that means. To stand alone for Christ in a time and in a place when there's many that could care less about him, we still hear his call. So we just would say to those that come from those circumstances, be encouraged. The Lord knows about it. He cares about it. And all the more it emphasizes the need in your life, doesn't it, of prayer and dependence upon him. I don't think that we really have time to get into completely this next part that we're going to go. Emil, you were starting to say something.
Now, how much time do we have?
We actually have about 5 minutes. 6 or 7, maybe.
Do we want to wait till tomorrow, or we want to touch on it?
Well, somebody wants to say something, so.
Let me kill time here. Let's start in Genesis. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to add a word of encouragement to the younger brothers here. What is the difference between, say, these older brothers, Chuck, Tony, John, Emil, David, and yourself? If you're saved, you're guided by the same Spirit. The difference is maybe Chuck has been at a few more meetings, than us younger brothers, but at the same time, the Spirit can guide us in what we offer. What we offer, the Spirit, what we offer in the breaking of bread, what we have before us is what the Spirit can use. So does that mean that only Brother Chuck and only Brother Tony and John and Emil and David should pray in these meetings, should pray in the breaking of bread, should pray in the prayer meetings? No. And we know that us as younger brothers are an encouragement to older brothers in everything we do. And just as Chuck said when we started, that it was an encouragement to him. So that is our job. Our job is not to be necessarily the teachers or whatever is needed in your assembly to be have those responsibilities, but to be an encouragement, to be as Timothy was in the Word from as a child. And we're children now. We are. We like to have as much responsibility as possible and grow up as quick as possible because that's, you know, more fun, I guess. But, you know, we are children and we need to sit at the feet of these older ones. We need to take that fellowship that we talked about. Fellowship doesn't just mean with people your age. As David talked about, your friends who are necessarily, you know, you're not necessarily sitting around the Word, but are you fellowshipping with older people? Because they are the ones who can teach you. They are the ones who can guide you. Timothy was with his mother and his grandmother. Those people aren't his age. That probably wasn't that fun. But that's where he learned. That's where he got his teaching from. And that's what the Lord used, because that's what he gave him to use. So even if you're 14, if this is your first year in Young People's, what's the difference? You have the same Spirit. You're guided by the same Spirit. And you can pray. And you can, just as Tim said, you can. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to use 50-cent words and dollar words. And you don't have to make it some long, you know, till you're going to sweat on your brow and you're going to pass out kind of prayer. The prayer is genuine and true and from the Lord and led by the Spirit. It means and carries as much weight as any other brother's prayer. And so I just wanted to encourage you to, if you're not, you're missing out. If you're just sitting back and it's early in the morning at the prayer meetings this week, and you're maybe a little tired, you're maybe a little sleepy, then you might doze off, you know, oh, then it's time for breakfast. But if you're participating, if you're following the prayers of the other brothers, if you're saying, oh, wow, I completely forgot about that. And that is very important. You're right. And I can't believe that I didn't remember that. And we're so glad to see our brother Daniel back as we prayed for him. I mean, this is the answer to prayer. And wow. So encourage you to pray. Encourage you to participate. And here, you have a week. And then you have back at your home assemblies.